Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
Guests from all walks of life on a wide range of issues. One such guest, CBN News terrorism analyst and author Eric Stackelback.
The ideology that drives Iran. There's a reason that Iran is trying to acquire nuclear weapons, that Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map, and America off the map, I might add. It's not just a geopolitical strategy. There is an ideology that drives this Iranian regime. It's a messianic, apocalyptic ideology.
From celebrity, dignitary, political, military, lay, and religious leaders, one such guest, Lieutenant Retired General Jerry Boykin, on his biggest crisis.
Jensine, my toughest battle was what I think probably every Christian comes to at some point, and that was a crisis in faith. And that during the 1993 battle in Mogadishu, Somalia, which we now know as Black Hawk Down, where I ultimately lost 15 of my soldiers, and I struggled with why God would let this happen. And I really reached the point where I said, the only answer is there is no God. And this is after 23 years of being a Christian, but the moment that I said that, I literally heard the voice of the Lord. It was in my spirit, I'm sure. And he said, if there's no God, there's no hope. And I repented immediately.
And finally, a man who refuses to bow at the altar of mediocrity and stand up for our faith, our family, and the future of America, Congressman Alan B. West.
It's important, I think, everything else comes from that, and understanding that relationship of the Declaration of Independence to the United States Constitution, and of course, with the United States Constitution, understanding those first 10 rights, our Bill of Rights. And what do you have there in those first, the first of those 10 Bill of Rights is our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, and the free exercise thereof.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone, fighting for survival. In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem.
Here to share that and more in a testimony exclusive, Gordon Robertson.
These were ordinary people. These weren't professional soldiers in the 55th Paratrooper Brigade. Most of these soldiers were 19, 20 years old, so they had never been to Jerusalem. Under the Jordanian rule from 1948 to 1967, Jews were absolutely prohibited. You could not go there. Here they are, finally, at the Western Wall. They're struggling to pray, Orthodox and secular Jews, and have a profound spiritual moment at the Western Wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Gordon Robertson, CEO of the Christian Broadcasting Network, executive producer and co-host of the 700 Club and 700 Club Interactive, as well as founder of CBN Asia. And if that were not enough, ladies and gentlemen, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, his latest riveting documentary, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem.
God bless you, Justin. It's wonderful being with you.
Please welcome back to Testimony, always a joy and honor, my dear friend, Dr. Alveda C. King. Alveda, welcome back to Testimony.
Dearest Jensine, you know, the day we met and you said, you've got a testimony and I've got a testimony. And it actually, your radio show with the testimonies of the goodness of God and the power of God, it encourages, it strengthens, it equips, and informs us as we move on during these turbulent times.
We all need hope and prayer, which is what Pray for America so beautifully declares.
The God of heaven thunders. He has the last word. And as you listen to Pray for America, know that Jensine and I are praying with you. God bless everyone.
And God bless you. Thank you, Alveda. Dr. Robert Jeffress, boldly expounding biblical truths, some of which we will hear today.
I happen to believe God does care about issues like religious liberty. I believe God cares about millions of children being murdered through abortion. I believe God cares about traditional marriage. I think he cares about these things. I think he cares about government because God is the one who instituted government.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to just a sampling of Testimony with Jensine Bard, a power-packed 15-minute program that is changing lives now and for eternity. What is your story? Thank you for listening.